A bill being debated at the state capitol is putting the issue of evictions front and center. House Bill 2358 could give landlords the ability to evict tenants who pay rent using help from things like Section 8 vouchers or nonprofits. The bill comes as a response to a court decision last year that essentially said if a landlord accepts rental assistance from someone as part of their payment, that tenant can't be evicted. Proponents say that has put landlords in a bad position, but those against this bill worry it could be abused. We'll hear from one of the groups behind this bill in a moment. But first, we turn to Ellen Katz. Katz is director of the William E. Morris Institute for Justice. And she says if it was just about Section 8 vouchers, she wouldn't object to this bill. But she does object to how broad it is right now.
If I'm someone who I have relatives who can help me pay my rent, or I have a neighbor who can help me pay my rent, that rental payment still's under the current law. It's if someone needs to go to maybe a shelter and they provide the payment, some nonprofit that provides the payment, someone who needs assistance, then that rental assistance is covered by this bill. And it says that if you get the rental assistance, you can still evict the person, which is very counterintuitive. A nonprofit's not going to want to pay rent for the person if, in fact, the landlord is going to be able to evict them. The whole purpose of these housing payments that nonprofits and other groups give is to keep people in their housing so we don't have the problem of people losing housing, becoming homeless.
I want to get into that in a minute, but I want to first talk about the population that this will affect most. Is this the poorest of the poor then, basically?
Sure. If you go to your church or you go to a nonprofit, you're going to explain to that entity why you need assistance. So you're probably someone who has fallen on hard financial times because often there's an illness, either of you or someone in your family, that's meant you had to take time off from work. And a lot of people, they don't get paid leave, and they don't get paid sick leave for more than a few days. So when someone's off work, they're not getting paid, which means they can't pay the rent. Those are often temporary, and under this bill, it just exacerbates that situation. This will lead to more homelessness and would lead to more evictions because landlords can proceed. They can get the rent and still proceed with the evictions, which means these low-income persons will be out on the street.
And as you allude to there, this comes at a time in which we have heard a lot about not only rising homeless rates, but rising eviction rates in the state.
Arizona has one of the higher eviction rates in the country. I don't have the numbers on homelessness, but one needs to only drive around the city and to see that impact. So our homeless population is increasing, as is the need for housing assistance. We think this bill dampens the motivation for a lot of nonprofits to give housing assistance because the landlord can still evict. The other thing the bill does is it does have an exemption for nonprofits, but it links it to that there be no rental contract. Well, then all landlords have to start doing when a nonprofit calls up and says, you know, we'd like to help Ms. Smith with her rent, the landlord can just come up with a one-page contract and say, sure, send me the payment. They send the payment, they sign the contract for the 1 month, and then the landlord still evicts. So this bill is simply written so that all the control is within the landlord, and it's not looking out for tenants who are in vulnerable situations.
So I want to talk about the other side of this. So what do you say to those who say that this court ruling last year that predicated this has made landlords wary of taking in tenants who are on Section 8 to begin with?
So we always do say, what's the problem and is this the answer when we're looking at a bill? Quite frankly, very few people knew about that unreported, non-binding commissioner decision. This is not a decision that anyone, any judge in the state had to follow. But what the Multi-Housing Association has done is they've now spread the word about this unreported decision and have suggested that this will wreak havoc with the whole Section 8, that it'll make landlords less likely. If that were the only issue and this bill was related to that, but in fact, Most people, quite frankly, probably didn't even know about the decision and wouldn't be impacted by it at all. So we think that there's been a lot of scare tactics used to try to leverage this bill.
Do you agree, though, that landlords deserve some protections, too, in the law? Like, they should be able to evict somebody who's a problem tenant or who isn't making their rent, regardless of how they're paying it?
So we think the way the bill now is, depending on who pays that other portion of the rent, that determines the tenant's rights. And again, if your neighbor does it, you're okay. If the domestic violence shelter does it, you're not. If a church does it, you're okay. I mean, we don't think that's a way to have rights of landlords and tenants decided. This bill will cause more confusion, and we think, again, will lead to more evictions and will discourage many nonprofits and social service agencies from providing housing assistance because the people will still be evicted. The whole purpose of housing assistance payments by social service agencies is to keep people in their homes, and this flies in the face of that.
That is Ellen Katz, director of the William E. Morris Institute for Justice, telling us why she is against this bill. So now let's hear from the organization that pushed for it. Courtney Levinas is the president and CEO of the Arizona Multi-Housing Association, and I spoke with her earlier about why this recent court decision made it necessary, in her opinion, to change this law.
The reason for 2358, I mean, really is it's a technical bill, and it's designed to protect existing affordable housing Section 8 units, but primarily to address a Maricopa County ruling, which really changed the way that evictions have been handled for the last 40 plus years if the landlord is receiving a housing assistance payment on behalf of the resident. So the courts ruled that a housing assistance payment that the landlord receives is now considered to be what we refer to as a partial payment. And in the Arizona Landlord-Tenant Act, there is a provision that says if a landlord accepts a partial payment, then the landlord waives their right to evict that resident for any number of things. So they waive their right to evict for non-payment of rent or other violations of the lease. Mm-hmm. So this really upended the way that over the last 40 years we've handled evictions in Arizona. So thus the need for 2358.
Right. So opponents, though, say that this was not a binding court decision, that it wasn't like from an appellate court or something like that. It didn't necessarily need to be followed. And that, in fact, you know, most people didn't really know about this. Is that the case?
That is true. It was Maricopa County Superior Court ruling. So it wasn't from the appellate court, but what we have seen happening is that once this was identified, other cases have followed and it has been used as a defense. But what we have been seeing since September of 2018, when the court ruling occurred, is that landlords are leaving the Section 8 program because they don't feel like they can manage their risk. So if the landlord has lost their remedy to protect residents and their property, then they can't stay in the program. And therefore, we're losing affordable housing units in Arizona.
Is it also a problem on the other end for landlords that you have a tenant that's using housing assistance that you can't evict and you need to for some reason?
Well, with the new court ruling, there have been continuing cases when they try to evict a resident that's on Section 8 that might be dealing drugs or might be violent to other residents or violent to the apartment community staff, such as the case that we're discussing. The resident was exhibiting threatening and intimidating behavior, and they weren't able to evict this particular resident because the partial payment had come in from the Housing Assistance Agency direct deposit. So the landlord was not able to refuse to accept it.
So you know the most of the criticism of this bill is that it will increase evictions. It will make it easier for a landlord to evict, that it sort of puts more power in the landlord's pocket than on the other end. And Arizona has a really high eviction rate right now and one that has been growing. Are you concerned at all that this will contribute to that?
So this doesn't change the way that evictions have been handled for the last 40 some odd years. What we're trying to do is restore the way that evictions were handled up until this September 2018 court ruling.
You've also added some exemptions to this bill throughout sort of the debate at the state legislature. There, you know, now faith-based groups are being exempted, but not nonprofits. And the criticism to that is that this is sort of becoming arbitrary. Like if you go to a church for assistance or to a neighbor for assistance, you're okay and you can't be evicted. But if you go to a nonprofit like a shelter or somebody like that to help you, you might not be okay. What's your response to that?
So we're actually, as with most legislation moving through the legislative process, this bill is a work in progress. So we anticipate having what we call a committee of the whole amendment when the bill goes to the floor, and we will be further clarifying. Though we think it's already clear, we're willing to further clarify the legislation to make it clear that faith-based organizations, community action program agencies, and nonprofits that do not have a rental assistance or subsidy contract that goes along with the payment, we're clarifying that those do not apply. They will continue to fall into what we call the partial payment provisions.
So you hope that sort of appeases some of those concerns about dampering, you know, a nonprofit's, you know, willingness to help people who really are in need.
Exactly. We've met with organizations that had concerns, or we're addressing them through the process and through the Committee of the Whole amendment, and we're pretty confident that some of the organizations that may have been opposed will be neutral.
All right. That's Courtney Levinas, President and CEO of the Arizona Multi-Housing Association. Courtney, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.